Now to another sensitive issue. The actor Sally Phillips, whose 11-year-old son has Down syndrome, has voiced concerns over the ethical stance behind DNA screening for the condition. The NHS may introduce a new non-invasive test that could reduce the number of miscarriages from the present Down syndrome test, but there are moral concerns. Sally Phillips, who is most famous for starring in Bridget Jones' Diary, told the BBC's Today programme, "As a parent of someone with Down syndrome, I just find this arms race for new technologies terribly upsetting." Let's hear some more of that interview.
As a parent of someone with Down syndrome, I just find this arms race for new technologies a bit upsetting. I find that we're forgetting that we talk about Down syndrome, and that's kind of dehumanising. We need to remember that we're talking about people. And I think the current narrative about Down syndrome, for whatever reason, is treated as a tragedy and a terribly sad thing. Whereas, in fact, my experience having Ollie... I mean, when the doctor told me Ollie had Down syndrome, he said, "I'm sorry," and the nurse cried. And that was 11 years ago. But you hear those stories still today.
This is when he was born?
When the diagnosis, which was slightly after birth, yes.
Are you saying that we shouldn't screen at all for Down syndrome?
Well, I think that is a question, to be honest. I mean, we need to think as a society. I mean, we're signed up to various human rights acts. We're hoping to move towards a more inclusive society. We do have to ask the question. You know, if you think of people with Down syndrome as being a particular race, then it's utterly unacceptable, isn't it? I'm not saying we should definitely go with that. I think that's just a very strong argument, and a debate does need to be had. People with Down syndrome have never been included in the debate. They've never been asked because, of course, it's preposterous to ask somebody with Down syndrome, who they tend to really enjoy their lives, whether or not they think they ought to have a life.
I've been speaking to Marion Woods from Life NI and Jane Fisher, the Director of Antenatal Results and Choices. I asked Marion what she thought.
Well, obviously, in Life NI, we would be gravely concerned about the reason that this screening is happening. Clearly, screening in and of itself, non-invasive screening, the test isn't the problem. It's what is done after that test and the information. You know, so, for example, you know, if we say we're screening, what are we screening for? An abnormality, a disability, an imperfection. And what do we do with that information afterwards? And it calls into question how we value our unborn children, how we value people who have Down syndrome, for example, and who are very much a part of our society and who should be celebrated as a part of our society. And already in the UK, 90% of those children who are diagnosed in utero with Down syndrome are terminated. Our concern is that a non-invasive screening test will actually see that number increase.
Sally Phillips, the actor we heard her earlier, she has said that as a parent of someone with Down syndrome, she finds this, as she says, arms race for new technologies terribly upsetting.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think Jim is trying to say there about choice, and not every woman will choose to have the screening. And yes, that is true. I guess, though, the problem that we have is if a woman does choose to have the screening, and in some cases, women, for example, some of us like to know, I'm a mother of four myself, sometimes we like to know, are we having a boy, are we having a girl? And a lot of that is to do with preparation in our lives. And some people may say, well, actually, you know, I want to prepare so I know if my child's going to have a condition, and that is perfectly reasonable. But I guess the problem comes in then, do people feel pressured after that to terminate their pregnancy? You know, and I think Sally Phillips mentioned about the narrative around this, and she said that, you know, the narrative can be very negative. Even she was referring to whenever her child was born and she found out that her child had Down syndrome, I think the doctors used the words, "I'm sorry." And she was saying that that was a very negative way of telling her that her child had Down syndrome. And why are people sorry? What is it they're sorry for? You know, we need to reframe the narrative. We need to be looking at this as something positive. There was a parliamentary demonstration several weeks ago, the Don't Screen Us Out campaign, and there was a girl, Heidi, who is 20, and she gave a powerful speech at that, and she said, you know, we are all equally valuable, and she said that we don't want parents to see a disabled baby, she said this, as a worry, but as the beginning of a parent's happy adventure. And I think there's something lovely about that. And if we actually listen to the people who have Down syndrome, listen to what they're saying about their lives. I mean, you yourself, Stephen, did an excellent show June last year, I think it was about the 24th of June, and you said as well about actually meeting some incredible people with Down syndrome. And I have to remember, I was blown away watching your show that night. And obviously how interested you were. And even the next day, I think you did a radio program the next day, and you said that some of your prejudices have been challenged. And I think that is exactly what we need to do. We do need to challenge these prejudices.
Jane?
I think it's important that health professionals are well briefed to help parents make informed choices about whether to enter into screening, and very importantly, they get good information and support when they have a result that suggests their baby may be affected. And that's what I think ARC can offer, that the space for people to make choices that are right for them. And I think we can be confident that parents can do that, and they do research the condition. They do find out what it will mean for them and their families.
Yeah, but when they find out what it will mean for them, what then?
Well, some will make a decision the difficult decision to end the pregnancy. And it's never a decision made lightly. It's not a decision that they feel, oh, my baby's not perfect, therefore I don't want to continue the pregnancy. It's difficult because it's a wanted baby, and they weigh up what their baby having this condition might mean when they can't have, for example, a really accurate assessment of exactly what it might mean. I think that's an important thing to note too, that not all children with Down syndrome do as well. And some will have difficulties communicating, some will have serious health issues. And I think that's something that parents find worrying for their future.
Yeah, but when you meet people with Down syndrome, and I guess the joy that certainly I've experienced they have brought to their families.
Oh, sure. I mean, there are families that, as I say, make the decision to continue the pregnancy, decide not to have any screening. But I come back again to the point that it's all about choice. It's about parents deciding what they want for their families and for their future.
I guess, Stephen, sorry, I would just like to ask Jane, how does she feel about the fact that 90% at the current time, 90% of unborn children who are diagnosed with Down syndrome are terminated in the UK? That's 9 out of 10. How does she feel about that? And how does she feel about the idea of that figure increasing?
As an organisation, we have no investment in the decisions that parents make. What's important for us is that they're enabled to make the decisions that are right for them in their individual circumstances. And that 90% figure, we need to remember, they're people who've had a diagnosis. So they've chosen, one, to have screening, and then to go on to have diagnosis. Not everybody does that. So that's 90% of a pool of people that choose to go for diagnosis.
Yeah, no, that's true. But what it actually means is that last year, for the 2014 figures that we have, over 650, I think actually it's probably higher than that, 650 unborn babies diagnosed with Down syndrome were aborted.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's quite a substantial, amount. And you're talking about, said earlier that this was a wanted pregnancy.
Yep.
And then the test is done, and then all of a sudden the pregnancy isn't wanted.
Yep.
And what has changed, the change that has happened is that somebody has found out that their unborn child has Down syndrome.
Yes, it is a change. It makes a difference because it will make a difference in the future. And there's a lot at the moment of focus on Down syndrome, but obviously within pregnancy and at ARC we deal with this daily. There are all sorts of other conditions that are picked up, and the majority of terminations of pregnancy after a diagnosis are not for Down syndrome.
And Jane, do you think the new tests will lead to more terminations?
Well, there we don't really know until it's implemented within the NHS, because some of the research has shown us that some women will choose to have this non-invasive, more accurate screening to give them information to tell them that their baby is likely to have Down syndrome, and they will continue with that information, preparing themselves for the fact that their baby has the condition.
Okay. Listen, Jane and Marion, thank you very much indeed. We'll leave it there.
Thank you.
Thank you.